Es kann so sehr in der Schule, ich esse Schagen, wenn wir heute im Sechel zu ihm mit Daf, nun Ches. Mischne said, Neusen ist Hamali Berekan, Bechulu. Learn by Choma, Esau Chistef, the Kohen caught the blood in a Keli that was inside of another Keli. Is that considered to be a Chatzitza, because he's not directly holding the Keli, or is it not a Chatzitza, because it's a like-kind Keli, it's Mim Bimino, Rav Chistef said, our Mishnah says, the Kohen Gadol places the full Keli in the empty one. So apparently, it's not a Chatzitza. In fact, that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means that he pours the mixed blood into the now empty keli. This is done to make sure that it's mixed well. But it doesn't mean he puts one keli into the other. In fact, the Mishnah says that if a kohen does the avodah while standing on the foot of another kohen, it's possible. We see that even a like kohen of Mim B'Mino is considered to be a chatzitza. The Mishnah says it may be that the case of the foot is different because over there it can't be considered bottle to remain there. Others say that Rabbi Chama asked, although a keli within a keli would not be a chatzitza, the question is whether it's considered to be a properly done avodah if done in this way. The Gemara brings a brisa that brings the pasuk of as kol clay hashares. Clay is plural and hashares is singular, which suggests that even two kelim may be used for the one avodah. Rabbi Machama asked Rav Chista, if the blood is caught in a keli that's lined with material that grows around a palm tree, do we say that since it's porous, it's not considered to be a chatzitza, or it's nonetheless considered to be a chatzitza? So the Gemara Mishnah says that if a sponge, which is porous, is in the keli that's holding the water to be used for the paraduma, it's not considered to be a chatzitza between the water and the keli. So you see, it's not a problem. The Gemara says it may be that the case of the sponge is different because water is very thin and therefore easily flows through the sponge. All this that Rav Chista answered, in the case of the blood in the palm tree, and the palm tree material, that won't be a chatzitza. With regard to a kaimetz being placed into a keli lined with this material, it will be considered a chatzitza because flour will not flow through it. Zok the Gemara, the pasuk says that the kohen gadol is v'yotzel mizbech shelofnei Hashem. He goes out to the mizbech that is before Hashem. This refers to the golden mizbech inside the heichal. The kohen gadol applies the mixed blood in a downward motion onto each corner. He begins with the northeast corner, then goes to the northwest and the southwest, and ends in the southeast, which is typically where the blood of the chatos brought on the outside of Mizbeach begins to be offered. The Eliezer says the Kohen Gadol did not walk around the Mizbeach. He applied it to all four corners while standing at one place. He says the blood was applied to all the corners via an upward motion, except for the corner directly in front of where he was standing, which got applied in a downward motion. The mission continues. Following the above, he would sprinkle the blood seven times on the Taharoi, the top of the Mizbeach. The remaining blood would be poured on the western base of the outside Mizbeach. Leftover blood from an offering of the outside Mizbeach will be poured on the southern base of Mizbeach. Both of these eventually led to the stream that ran through the Azar, which would flow into the Nachal Kidron. There, it was sold to gardeners to use as fertilizer. Use before payment was Osir, and would be subject to Me'ilah. Zok the Gemara. Raisa says, the Pasuk says, V'yotze el ha-Mizbeach. This teaches that the previous avoida of sprinkling onto the Pareches is done while the Kohen Gadol is between the Pareches and the Mizbeach. That's why he says, V'yotze, he has to leave. This is unlike the carbon of a Kohen Gadol that a Kohen Gadol brings for doing certain Averis, which although is also sprinkled towards the Pareches, is sprinkled while he is standing between the Mizbeach and the entrance of the Heichel. Another Raisa also says that for this other carbon, the Kohen Gadol must be standing between the Mizbeach and the opening of the Heichel, because the Pasuk there refers to the Mizbeach as Lifnei Hashem. The Raisa learned that only the Mizbeach should be before Hashem, but the Kohen Gadol should not be before Hashem, meaning he should be between the Mizbeach and the opening of the Heichel. The Mishnah said, Hitzchel mechate v'yared v'chulu. Zok Tamara Brice says, Rabbi Akiva says that the order of the blood applications was southeast, then southwest, then northwest, then northeast, because he held that the entrance to the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the south, which is why he began sprinkling in the south, because that was the side he encountered when leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that the order was as stated in our Mishnah, beginning at the northeast and ending in the southeast, because he held that the entrance to the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the north, which is why he began sprinkling in the north, because that was the side he encountered when leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vekhtimar Bolshitas agreed that he did not offer the blood on the first corner that he encountered, meaning the west. Rather, he would walk to the east and begin there. Why? So Shmuel explained, the pasuk says, V'yotza el ha-mizbeach, which means he must walk the length of the mizbeach before beginning to apply the blood. Jack Meyer, why does Rabbi Akiva say that he applies the blood around the mizbeach by making left turns? Does he not hold it a statement of Rabbi Bar Yecheskel, who said that all turns made during the avodah were to be made to the right? Meyer said he agrees with Rabbi Bar Yecheskel, but that statement was made for turns outside the heichel, and Rabbi Akiva says that we don't apply it for inside the heichel. For the acting Gemara, even if Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn that the turns he doesn't say that they must be to the right, but why does he insist on them being to the left? Mara says, in truth, he should apply the blood to the first corner he encounters, meaning the southwest corner, because of the rule that we're not to be emavir and ala mitzvahs. The Pasuk teaches that he must pass that corner and apply to the southeast corner first, like we learned before. Therefore, once the southeast corner is done, now he has to go back to the corner that should have been first and was skipped over, even though it requires it to be that a left return should be made at this point in time. Mara says, the second territory, Rabbi Akiva holds that the Kohen stood in one place when he applied his blood to the corners. Therefore, it need not follow the rule to make right turns because he's not walking. Rabbi Yosef Levi holds that he walked around, which is why he holds that right turns have to be made. The third territory all agree that he stood in one place, but they argue whether we learn turns made by his hand from turns when he walks. Rabbi Akiva says we do not, and therefore he doesn't have to make right turns when he's standing in one place. Rabbi Yosef says that we do, and therefore even when he's standing in the right place, his hand has to make the right turns. Frak the Gemara, how can we say that Rabbi Yossi says the Kohen Gadol stays in one place? The Tanakhana of our Mishnah must be Rabbi Yossi like Lili, based on the order of the applications of the Dam. And the Tanakhama holds that the Kohen Gadol walked around the Mizbech, as is evident from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer argues with on that point with him. The Gemara said it must be, like the previous answer said, that Rabbi Yossi holds the Kohen Gadol actually walked around the Mizbech.